The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 8:02 p.m. We have acceptance of minutes from the meeting held on February 27th. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Two in favor, one abstention. Acceptance of the minutes from the meeting held on January 18th, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable action.
Second.
Let's see. Were you there?
Yeah, that's not the.
Okay. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, first item on the agenda, PCR 22-23, a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an navigation easement agreement with the Rhode Island Airport Corporation on parcel ID 341-series of 40s, meaning plat 341, and the rest is all zeros, indicating that it's not a plat that's part of a public, rather a privately held piece of land, but part of a public way, a road. The title continues. A portion of Cedar Swamp Road in exchange for dust compensation. This is sponsored by Councilman Howe on behalf of Mayor Picosi. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. Very simply put, right on Cedar Swamp, as you, this honorable body and my colleagues remember, there was numerous, if you will, I'm going to probably use the wrong terminology, but a glide slope. So like the trees have to be a certain height per FAA rules for runway 34. And this is just one of those. And now, again, working with the administration, the Mayor Picosi administration, and with the council, that there's a discussion that there's compensation to the city anytime the city comes on the city property to do these easements. So I respectfully request favorable action.
Okay, first, any comments from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
So I think I'm going to have a question for the solicitor, but just to look through what's been provided to us. So there is a resolution here, which is pretty clear cut, right? It's enabling the Airport Corporation to trim the trees necessary for the flight path. There on line 36 and 37, there's a reference to another document, Exhibit A, which is also in our packet, which contains a letter, and then a sample easement, which goes on to have considerably more incorporated in it, some of which we've heard from the public that they take issue with, I think especially on page 3.6. So the question is, by the inclusion of lines 36 and 37, and this will be a question for you, solicitor, if you have a sec. By the inclusion of Exhibit A in lines 36 and 37, does that somehow incorporate these other components into this? Or are we're authorizing similar language to what's in the sample, or can you just explain how that comes together?
Yes, this is a very similar proposed easement, navigation easement that was previously adopted by the council in a neighboring parcel. What my understanding was is that the city street was not covered as well by the prior one, so this is actually a neighboring parcel to one that we've already done a navigation easement on. The exhibit that is here is providing the example structure. If you go to the Be It Resolved clause, line 48 on page 1, it clearly notes that it's in the form that the final execution gives the city solicitor the discretion with form and substance to be consistent with the terms presented in it. And yes, we are incorporating that Exhibit A as the proposed sample agreement for the city solicitor to work off of.
Thank you. So then I think just point six in here has some of the most sweeping inclusionary statements. So just direct my colleagues to that and see if we feel that to be appropriate. And I'll leave it at there for now and see if anyone else has comments.
A question for the council solicitor. I believe that by a neighboring parcel, you were referring to the parcels referenced in PCR 22-54, which was assigned by Mayor Picozzi on May 17, 2022.
I was looking it up, but I believe that is what I'm alluding to, but I will double check the specific reference you just provided.
Of course. In fact, actually what I see is there might have been a typo on a header in that one. I see part of the header says PCR 60-22, part in the body says PCR 22-54, but in any case, I do see the version with the hand dated and signed as approved, which came up in front of the council about a year ago now. So specifically, this the item passed by the city council last year dealt with plat 341, lots 1 and 149. And to clarify, those two lots are each abutting this same portion of Cedar Swamp Road on either side of it. And Cedar Swamp Road runs immediately between these two lots that are, again, on either side of Cedar Swamp Road, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's my understanding and my reading of this as well. So the terms on this that are in front of us are the same terms that applied to those two abutting pieces of land, correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, the terms that apply to this item that's in front of us, PCR 22-23, those are the same terms contained in Exhibit A to PCR 22-23 that we had approved as a city council as to the two abutting pieces of property in the resolution last year?
Substantively, yes, just with the specifics citing the specifics of the other parcels.
Right, right. So I suppose one way to phrase it is, I suppose, a couple of questions here. So first, this would not be affecting any private landowner's rights because it's only a matter of the avigation rights and avigation easement affecting that that area 200 feet plus above the city-owned road, a portion of Cedar Swamp Road, correct?
Yes.
And in substance, it's affecting it in the same manner as the other pieces of property that are immediately adjacent to and abutting that same portion of Cedar Swamp Road?
Yes, the intent is to bring conformity with the prior avigation easement granted for the parcel that is the city street abutting these other easements previously granted.
Because otherwise it would just be a strip of land, the width of the road, that's interrupting the rules, the easement, that is, that applies on both sides of that strip of land, that that roadway, right?
It's certainly, I know on one side, and I'd have to pull up the other document, but is, I believe, yes. Either depends on what you define as which side. Either it's abutting the airport side on one end of the street versus on, it's not both sides of the street, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the street and the parcel to the side of one side of the street.
Oh, yes. Yes, I understand that. This is just something that I want to make sure to clarify for the council and members of the public, that this is not some brand new area where RIAC is seeking an navigation easement where there is no easement in that general area. This is a portion of city land that is a public road, a portion of Cedar Swamp Road, that I suppose if this were caught as of last year, it probably would have been included as part of that same.
Correct.
I don't want to use the word parcel, but yes, basically dealt with at the same time as those other two abutting pieces of land.
Correct.
Okay, so with that, any additional comment, members of the committee? Comment, members of the council? Councilman Lattice, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question would be, based upon dialogue in lines 31 through 34, where it says, whereas RIAC obtained an appraiser to analyze the effects, et cetera, and have submitted a firm offer to the city of Warwick totaling $4,500. My question is, did the city do its due diligence in getting an offer for the fair value of that easement?
I believe that the planning director is here.
Good evening, Tom Kravitz, city planning director. The answer to that would be no, we did not. We took this off of the same process that RIAC had interfaced with the city about the previous navigation easements. Frankly, I'm wondering here now why they just didn't do all three at the same time, but, you know, no, we didn't do our own appraisal.
Thank you. Also, Chairman, I would point out a typo. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's not. Never mind. I'm all set with that. That's my question on that, and it's been answered. Thank you.
A question for the planning director. Do we know exactly how, or a formula by which this amount was calculated? Is there some sort of square by square foot so that this amount of 4,500 lines up with what we were receiving square foot on those two other pieces?
Correct. I'm not sure that there is. I can look into that, though. Those two properties, I'm looking at them right now. It was lot 149, and the other one was lot 1, right? Those lots are substantially bigger than the 50 by 900 foot right-of-way segment. But I can look up the exact ratio, and I assume it's the same, but I can confirm it for you.
Thank you. I was also curious. I think that whenever there's an opportunity here, if it's possible for us to get some compensation from RIAC, in addition to whatever their initial offer is, I'm always in favor of trying to see if we can always ask for more. But along those lines, what would be the consequence of continuing or delaying this particular item for, say, a month until the next council, the second council meeting in April?
That would be fine.
Yeah, and I suppose my other question along these lines is this mostly just a housekeeping matter, or is there any practical consequence to RIAC if this city council were to decide to not grant this navigation easement?
Well, there's an element of sovereignty with, right, the FAA and their rules above us. I have to assume to maintain the working relationship, we would allow them to clear the trees within the right-of-way, just as we did with the adjacent parcels we already granted easements for. So, yeah.
Yeah, I completely understand, and I would tend to agree that if there came a situation where the Rhode Island Airport Corporation actually, as a practical matter, needed to enforce this as to the city land in particular, then if the city were to try to obstruct that sort of process, then it could result in the airport trying to assert certain rights in court or the like to force the city to comply. So, as I see it, there are really very limited rights that the city is giving up here as to a very limited portion of property. But with that, any other comments from members of the council and members of the public?
My name is Richard Langseth, Bud Long Farm Road in Warwick. Obviously, there's some confusion. There's no lot number. That's because it's a street, right? And streets are parts of plats. Streets are connected to other streets, right? So why don't they have one of these easements for Palace Avenue? Or why don't they have one of these easements for the street on the other side of Bucky Brook? The real problem with this is, and I'd like to bring to your attention a law case, Burbank, Glendale, Pasadena Airport Authority versus whomever, the people. What we have here is we have two easements, okay? We have a surface easement and we have an air easement. The surface easement is required, obviously. We don't want trees, tangling with airplanes. We don't want towers or light poles or whatever tangling with airplanes. So that's entirely appropriate. The air easement is not. If you look at the very first easements that went in on that road, the only easement they had was for the surface and for the sound. There was no pollution easement. There was no emotional easement. Okay. There was no dust easement. So you have easements on that street now that are just for the surface and sound. And the sound easement is limited. What you have here in this proposal from RIAC is just a wide open sound easement in the air, which in my mind, and if you look at case law, you'll discover that one street is the same as another street. All the streets are interconnected. They all have the same rights. Street law is very, very different from parcel law. And for the city council to go for a pollution easement, to go for an ultimate sound easement, no matter how high it is, it's just not necessary. We should be passing laws and we should be passing resolutions that are minimal. We shouldn't just give RIAC, the way to just go crazy. And that's what's happening here. I'm not convinced that this was an overlook. I'm not convinced that, oh, we just forgot the road, okay? If that were true, we just forgot the road on all those parcels south of the airport, all those parcels north of the airport, parcels west of the airport. What are we going to do? Put easements on all these roads too? No, no, there's something else going on here, okay? What they're saying is we want the ability to say the city doesn't care about our noise pollution, the city doesn't care about our bad air, and all these things. I would just absolutely urge you to make this a surface easement. That's all that's needed. And by the way, you don't even need a surface easement. This is way beyond the runway protection zone. Airplanes fly in, and I'm sure Mike Sarum can tell you, that they fly in at a 20-to-1 ratio or a 30-to-1 ratio. By the time they reach Strawberry Field Road on the outbound, those planes are probably 2,000 feet up. On the way in, well, that's another matter. The planes might be 600 feet, 500 feet up when they're going across that. Don't forget, they have all these lights. They have a whole series of lights, and those lights are way up high. If you drive down there and take a look, you'll see those lights. Oh, my God, they're way up there. Do you think there are any trees on Cedar Swamp that even closely come to cutting? You know, that's just ridiculous. This is, again, a posture by the airport, a strategy by the airport. They have never done this before. Okay. This is a strategy they have for the warehouse, simply put. And we really need to have public available for these meetings between the city and the airport, because the people, city staff, just don't have the experience in these matters. Mr. Kravitz is a great planning director, but he doesn't know anything about airports. And so that's one of the reasons why we need to have a more public process, because believe it or not, there are people in Warwick who really do know about airports. I might be one of them. And down in Westerly, by the way, the same thing is going on. They have been there 5 years in litigation over one of these easements. And Hatsy Moore, God bless her, she has been fighting RIAC tooth and nail on one of these easements for 5 years. And so this is not a simple thing. This just seems really easy, right? It just seems, oh, okay, just a few trees. If that is true, then just keep it to the surface easement. We need to do this with future easements. Back in the old EIS days, there was a big controversy over these easements because RIAC started off with simple easements. Then they went to more complicated easements. Then they went to more complicated easements. And the people rose, and the city of Warwick rose, and they said, no, we don't want these complicated easements. And we were supposed to change all the easements back to simple easements. Did that happen? No. But we can start now. Okay, we need surface easements. There's no question about it. But we don't need air pollution easements. We don't need sound easements with no limitations at all. We don't need emotional easements, which this has. I think if people are emotionally hurt by the airport, they shouldn't be subject to the city council saying, well, we gave RIAC the right to just, you know, screw the people. Thank you very much. I reserve my time and additional comments.
I believe that the planning director is at the podium. We'll allow him to speak first.
Councilman, I just wanted to try to answer your last question. The last navigation easement, wasn't it about, was it 60,000?
I do recall that, that there were two parcels. I can look this up very briefly.
Right. The only reason I ask is because if you look at the acreage of about 13.8 acres, and if it was 60, well, I had used 60,000. That gives you a price per acre of 4,347. In this situation, you have the right of way, which is just about an acre, and you're getting 4,500. So I assume, you know, the price per acre is the same based about on the acreage.
Okay. Yes, I do see the amount stated of a total of 68,800 between the two last year, that being 52,500 for plat 341 lot 1 and 16,300 for plat 341, lot 149. Thank you.
And of course, there were many more trees on that property than there are just along the edge of the right-of-way, so.
Thank you. Mr. Zarum?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, members of the public who are here for the record. Sister Lund, my name is Michael Zarum. I live in Ward 2, Warwick, Rhode Island. I'm here to basically oppose this resolution. It's not necessary. And I'm also going to point out some errors in here. One, I think it's unjust compensation for an easement in perpetuity. I also agree with Mr. Langsoth that there may be some ulterior motives here, which may not be apparent to people if you haven't been around airport design construction your whole life. There was a while ago that a former attorney general ruled that some of the abrogation easements that were signed had a legal language in them, and they were supposed to go back and modify all those, and they never did. That needs to be taken a look at. Second, the abrogation easements have been a source of controversy all over the state, not just here, a North Central Airport in Westerly, as well as over in Middletown at Newport State Airport. An abrogation easement usually goes up in the sky at infinity. It's not necessary to take down a tree that they feel may be in the way. The city has, I believe, a tree warden. I don't see his involvement here, and he should be involved. I also don't see any reason why, if a tree is on city property and the airport feels it needs to be trimmed, why I can't just generate a work order and let the city's tree warden go out and take care of it. What I'm concerned about is the easement has overbroad language, which goes well beyond just trimming trees that may be low to the ground. Now, Mr. Langseth mentioned dust. And I'm going to mention one of the things that have come up before. Some of the airport corporation's easements have said allow dust particles, which sounds innocent. Well, the word particle is also an ultrafine particle, which I've made many of you aware, come out of the back end of jet exhaust engines. They're very small particles. They're less than 0.1 microns. They get in people's lungs. They get in people's heart. They lodge in the tissue and cause premature cardiovascular disease. This has all been documented by studies that were done in a study out at UCLA, along with the medical center out there. The fact that they have words in there like dust particles, but they don't tell you that they put that in there because it's to include ultrafine particles, where the Airport Corporation recently had a jury verdict against it for $40 million for drain damage for hazardous air pollutants. I think the City Council needs to take a closer look at the language in here before this goes forward. I don't see any rush. It's not springtime yet. We have a tree warden. I'd like to see what the tree warden thinks. Also, this is an agreement with the Rhode Island Airport Corporation. I think that's a Florida mistake because the Airport Corporation, the city owns the land. The Airport Corporation is the current manager, and the airport itself is owned by the state of Rhode Island. From time to time, I'll still see people put Department of Transportation in, and that's old hat. The airport used to be under the Department of Transportation as Division of Aeronautics, and that changed years and years ago. The land is owned by the state of Rhode Island, the State Properties Commission, through the Department of Administration. DOT's out of that anymore. It's different if it's, say, 95 or something like that, but here would be the State Properties Commission. Just again, in closing, I just don't think it's necessary. I see a much simpler solution that if the airport feels trees are in the way, they're on city property, let's get together with the tree warden and just have somebody in the city doing when there's no reason to grant all these additional rights beyond tree cutting. And with that, I'd ask that this be held. Thank you.
Thank you. If you could identify your name for the record.
Michelle Comar, Ward 1 resident. Thank you again. And my main comment is that the resolution doesn't match the sample agreement. The resolution says for tree trimming, tree removal. Councilman Gephardt, thank you for alluding to that number 6 in the sample agreement. I just want to read it into the record. Tell me if I'm misreading it, please. I have probably the previous ordinance resolution. Number six, the easement shall secure the right of flight, including the unobstructed use of passage of all types of aircraft, whether now in existence or hereafter manufactured and developed in and through the airspace at any legal height or altitude above the surface of the land with inherent noise, dust, vibrations, fumes, deposits of dust or particulate matter, fuel particles incidental to normal operation of aircraft, fear, interference with sleep or communication, and any other impacts associated with the operation of aircraft over or in the vicinity of grantor's property. Now, this is a public road. It has probably about 20 residences that abut it. The sample agreement says in the vicinity. It doesn't say no dust can go beyond the city's right of way of 50 feet. It doesn't say that. In the vicinity. So you're giving up the rights of residents who abut the street to complain in their own interest of sleep deprivation, eruption, health effects, noise, everything that we were so concerned about with the berm of a project that's not built yet or funded yet. Here we are, not looking out for the residents here and taking away their rights to complain about these negative impacts. And this is in perpetuity, no matter how the legal height may change, what kind of aircraft, what they admit out of their engines, what they deposit before landing. And I think this is a more of a landing. I've only seen planes approach as a landing over Cedar Swamp Road. So the two other properties that had an easement back in 2022, granted through resolution, was lot 1 and 149, Councilman, you mentioned those. They're both located near the DPW recycling facility at the end of the road. And they're both on the same side of the street. So we don't have two properties across the street, and we just need to get the street in and we have a complete puzzle. That's the case here. And I'd like to know exactly what trees are obstructions, because I know I've reported wetlands violations myself personally with Riot cutting trees without a DM permit for maintenance to get rid of obstructions. They've resolved that. They have agreement with DEM. So they know exactly what trees need to be cut. What are they? I think the public needs to know. Is this a clear strip cutting of both sides of the road in front of residences? So we're taking down trees and giving Riot the okay? Or is it just this tree here and this tree here, or can we trim these trees? It doesn't say. And this is in perpetuity, giving up people's rights to complain about all these negative impacts of living near an airport. Now, the runway, if I scale it off correctly, is about, if this is 900 feet in length for a roadway, it's less than double that. So 1,700, thank you, feet away from the runway. If they were to expand that runway again, they expanded the other one, let's say they do it on, it's this turn for doing it here, we just give them the free rights to go ahead and expand, because we already gave up our rights for flyover, a public street, with dust going in the vicinity, noise, dust, going outside the right of way. You can't stop these things dead in its tracks to be just limited to the roadway right of way. So I'm not opposed to this legislation if it be amended such that it just addresses surface easements for the removal and trimming of city trees within the right of way. And you have to get rid of that sample agreement. It's not signed by the mayor. It's a sample. We don't even know if this is the agreement that the mayor will sign if the city council passes this. We've got to get rid of that and just make the resolution and the agreement match for tree removal and tree trimming on the surface, not to negate people's rights for any air impacts or the fear or deprivation of sleep they may suffer. So I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Seeing none, I think that the public has raised some valid concerns. And as discussed earlier with the planning department director, this is not an urgent matter. I think that this warrants some additional time. Do I have a motion to continue this matter until the second meeting in April, April 17th?
I'll move to hold till April 17th.
Do we have a second? I'll second. All in favor? Aye.
Nay.
Two in favor, one in opposition to the motion to hold. Motion carries. Hold to recommend hold to April 17th. Second item on the agenda, PCR 23-23, a resolution naming Assessor's Plat 231, Lot 1, as the Jesse Dolley Memorial Forest. This is sponsored by Councilman Gebhardt.
I've been before you multiple times on this Dolley Farm parcel. This is essentially the last time I'll be before you on this, I hope. The Dolley family graciously, many years ago, decided to sell the this property to the city for the purpose of conservation. Rather than subject it to development, which was one of the options on the table at the time. I've been working with Ms. Dolley, Patricia Dolley, throughout the process, and her ask ultimately was that this property be named in memory of her father, Jesse Dolley, and so that's what this resolution is to do. And I would ask respectfully for favorable action.
Any questions or comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Council President.
Just want to commend my colleague on his work on this. You keep moving this forward and checking all the boxes. And I know it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. So keep up the good work, sir.
I concur. Comments, members of the council? Comments, members of the public?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, members of the city council. My name is Michael Sarum. I live in Ward 2. Also, I've been a member of the Warwick Land Trust for 7 years. I just want to thank Mr. Gebhardt for moving this issue forward. With protecting Dolley Farm has been a goal of a lot of people in the city for a very long time. And Mr. Gebhardt was very, very creative in using a new general law, Title 45, which basically streamlined the whole process. And I just want to thank Mr. Gebhardt and everybody else that supported the ordinance to declare that in public trust and everything. It's a good way to do things and simplifies the process. And with that, move favorable action. Thank you.
Any additional public comment? Hearing none. Do
Mr.
we
Chairman?
Have a councilman?
Thank you. I too would like to commend Councilman Gebhardt on your efforts for renaming this Jesse Dolley Memorial Forest, and I'm sure there was a good amount of time put into that. Actually, the same as the time and effort and years that were put into the short-term rental. So I would like to commend you on that. Thank you for your efforts.
Any further comment? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The committee adjourns at 8:42 p.m.
everyone. We are back in the full council meeting. We have done the roll call, the salute to flags. We've done general communications, executive communications, and the acceptance of the minutes. So now we're moving on to number one on the item, which is the consent calendar, PCR 29-23, resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. PCR 29-23, bid 2024-003, 2023-386, 2023-073, 2023-389, 2023-387, 2023-340, 2023-010. That concludes the consent calendar on bids, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bids that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, number two, PCR 30-23, a resolution relative to claims, committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Ricks. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
We have
Councilman Foley.
All right, we have two, one for Anthony Alia in the amount of $300, and we have one for Joseph Pignatelli in the amount of $300.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments on the claims that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay. Hearing none, the consent calendar has been moved in a second. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you. The consent passes. Councilman Foley, I believe one item has been removed from the consent calendar.
PCR 31-23 held to April 3rd.
Held to April 3rd. We're now moving to unfinished business. First up is PCO 2-23. This is for second passage, committee report, ordinance. For action, Councilman Foley. Second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on PCO 2-23 that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action for second passage.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
Second passage. We now move into new business. Number one is PCO 108-22, committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Foley.
I move favorable action on PCR 108-22.
Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments? I do see there's a note here. Councilman Sinapi would like to be added as a co-sponsor. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Next up is PCR 19-23, committee report, public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
I move favorable action, Mr. President.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman Foley, Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 22-23, committee report, public properties.
Recommend hold to April 17.
And I know that recommendation was not unanimous. Councilman Foley, do you have a motion or anything, discussion?
I move favorable action.
Councilman Foley moves favorable. It's second by Councilman Howe. Do we have discussion on that? Chairman Ricks.
I believe that it would be most proper under all of the circumstances to simply hold this for 1 month to make sure that various concerns that have been raised are being addressed as this is not an urgent matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In the administration gathering perhaps some additional information, I would like to see another offer on that property. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this? Okay, favorable action has been moved and second. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on PCR 22-23.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
7 yes, 2 no. Motion passes.
Motion passes. Number four this evening is PCR 23-23, Committee Report, Public Properties. Committee Report, Public Properties.
Pardon me. This is recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening on PCR 23-23? Hearing none, the clerk will call roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes.
Mr. President, I'd like to request reconsideration on PCR 22-23.
Is there a second to that reconsideration? Second by Councilman Ricks. Discussion, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Mr. President, I would like to have an opportunity to change my vote. I was in the mindset that we're voting to hold this until April 17th. I believe Councilman Foley made a motion for favorable action. Do I understand that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
And rethinking us?
Yeah.
Correct. He made a motion for favorable action, which was seconded.
Okay. I misunderstood. I thought we were voting on holding till April 17th, which is why I voted yes. And I would like to have an opportunity to change my vote.
Mr. President, I know this issue came up. We studied it further. There is a procedure we can follow in this circumstance that is different than the full reconsideration motion. And that's to, by unanimous consent, the council can agree for the change of a person's vote should it not change the outcome. So it would be allowable instead of if the motion were to be withdrawn and you asked for unanimous consent to change your motion from the affirmative to the negative on PCR 22-23 for favorable action. If there's no objection, we can just change that in the record.
Thank you. Through the Council President, I would like to make a motion to say that again.
Councilman Lattiser asks unanimous consent to change his vote from the affirmative to the negative on the prior item.
Thank you.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to Councilman Lattiser's motion? Okay. Hearing none, the record will show that Councilman Lattiser voted no on PCR 22-23.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is number five, PCR 26-23, Committee Report, Intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening?
Pardon me, I was not intending to second. A couple of quick comments. So first comment that I didn't make earlier was I do think that it may be a good idea to hold this until the environmental impact study is completed and then have this or a similar resolution at that time, because perhaps that environmental impact statement would tell us more about the precise location of this type of barrier as well as the precise specifications of this type of barrier.
Councilman, sorry to interrupt. We need to get a second. I thought you were seconding the favorable action, so I need to get a second to your, you're making a motion. We need to get a second first
then get to discussion.
Pardon me, I was intending to make a comment responsive to the comment, the general on the floor comment, separate from making a motion to the same effect.
Okay, we got to move it second, and then we can take comments first.
Okay.
So it's been moved by Councilman Howe and seconded by Councilman Foley. All right, any questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. So what I said before, and to finish off that first portion of the comment, I think that it would be a good idea to consider holding this item until we have that environmental impact statement, because that can better inform us on the precise specifications of this type of barrier to best benefit the residents there. I do want to commend Councilman Howe on taking the initiative on this. I think that a barrier, really anything that we can do to benefit the residents and to blunt the impact of the airport in this manner, I think that would be very helpful. I am sympathetic to the concern raised by members of the public that if we are to act in this manner, that we would be showing any sort of display of support for the airport's plans. I think that that's something that we, of course, have to seriously consider. However, I don't necessarily subscribe to that belief that are asking the airport to mitigate any measures that it may take is necessarily any sort of endorsement of any potential plans of the airport. I think that we can certainly, as a city council, request that the airport take sufficient efforts to mitigate the effects of any potential plans it has without going so far as to say that we're offering any support for any plan of any airport plans that would have any effect on these neighborhoods. So I don't support the resolution on that principle. I would say that it may be most appropriate to have that additional information before we are showing our support for any particular mitigation efforts. So that would be my general comment in support of continuing the matter. And I would also, as a general comment at this time, I know that I cannot make a particular motion at this time as a different motion is already on the floor. Although I'll return to that thought in one moment, I would suggest that we invoke Rule 20 in a manner similar to how we have implemented the corresponding Rule 17, insofar as just as members of the council are allotted 10 minutes to speak during committee and 10 minutes to speak during the city council on the floor, I believe that the intent of Rule 20 is to also allow for up to 10 minutes for members of the public to speak in committee, as well as up to 10 minutes to speak on the floor. And so I would make this suggestion as to allowing members of the public to also comment at this time, to the extent that, while of course urging members of the public to be succinct in their remarks to the extent possible. So those are my comments at this time, and I would at this time request that the motion for favorable action be tabled for the moment, and I would request a motion to continue the matter for 1 month to April 17th.
Does that require a second?
We're going to have the solicitor, he's just going through.
We will need a second for that.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Councilman Lattice. So the motion right now is to hold until when?
The second meeting in April, April 17th.
No. So the motion has been moved and it's been seconded. My comments on that is I believe that we have gone through the process here. We had public comment. I believe that Councilman Howe has stated the reasons why he is bringing this forward. We understand what this resolution can and cannot do. And I will not be supporting holding this. Any other comments? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So as you heard me say earlier, that on its face, or initially, I was in support of this, and I still am in support of Councilman Howell's intent to protect his constituents, to protect that area, and also at the same time protecting the rest of our constituents as well. However, I listened, as all of you did, to some very compelling presentations this evening. And I don't have a problem disagreeing with folks, and I don't have a problem agreeing. Equally important, I don't have a problem saying that, you know what, I've heard some things tonight that have led me to think of this a little bit deeper. In support of Councilman Howe's attempt to do what he has stated with this barrier and the sound protection, noise protection, et cetera, I concur with that. Absolutely support that. However, the testimony that was given this evening by members of the public who are far more educated in things involving the airport and the ground easements and air easements and stuff. I need to listen to that. Or at least I need to have an opportunity to analyze it. And I don't feel that there's any great big rush to do this evening. And this is why I seconded Councilman Ricks's request to hold till April 17th to gather answers to the questions that were presented to us this evening from members of the public. And perhaps it doesn't directly impact the intent that Councilman Howe has on this, but I think that, or at least I don't think, I feel that I certainly would like to know and understand more about what's taking place. And unless the administration or someone from the airport corporation wants to come up to that podium and tell us that it's absolutely imperative, you know, we need to vote on this evening, you know, it's a drop dead deadline date thing that we got to do. The testimony from the members of the public have presented some very compelling comments. And for those reasons, I am supporting Councilman Ricks's motion to hold till April 17th. I mean, what is it going to hurt?
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on holding? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to my colleagues, I would urge you to please, with the testimony that was given tonight and the many clarifications I hope I gave, I feel that on this, we keep falling off the bike path and getting lost deep, deep into the woods. Very simply, this is not in support of anything except for looking out for our neighbors, looking out and building a barrier. The mayor and the administration have already submitted a letter in support of this barrier. And the reason why I presented this is the sooner that we have our voices heard and in that packet and it's submitted to FAA by RIAC, whatever time frame that is, we're a unified one voice for the city of Warwick and looking out for our neighbors. So again, I want to stress, I realize that there's been a history of friction between RIAC and the city, and this is a resolution where the city, and I mean no disrespect for people who've done it in the past, but we as a city are really holding RIAC accountable for looking out and being good neighbors, and I don't want to be that person that says we had the opportunity and I voted against it. We had the opportunity and it didn't happen. The people that spoke, valid citizens of the city, do not live in the affected area. I am looking for this barrier. And again, nowhere in this does it say we support it. It basically says we want them to fund a barrier to protect the citizens. And that is my job to do that. And that's what this does. So I respectfully and ask for the support on this and not to hold. And let's pass this evening. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the hold? Councilman Sinapi.
Just to say, I don't support holding it. The reasons already stated. And also, I plan, if we ever get there, to introduce a small amendment, but can't speak about that while the active motion is a hold.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on the motion to hold? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for a motion to hold to April 17th.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Gephardt? No. Can't hear you, I'm sorry. Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
No.
Thank you.
7-0, motion fails.
The motion fails. Councilman Sinapi.
So I'd like to introduce a small amendment. It would be to lines, page 2, lines, 1 through 4? And the solicitor has it, so he'll be able to read it out, and we can actually rely on him as opposed to my tiny laptop screen.
Councilman Sinapi would like to move an amendment that will modify the "be it resolved" clause. The change would begin following the words Rhode Island Airport Corporation 2 on line 2 to insert the words "take action to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Warwick by including but not limited to," and then changing the word "install" to "installing a visual and noise berm." And did you want to include the words and wall, Councilman?
Sure.
So it would change it to read, and I'll just read it so it's all in one sentence. "Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Warwick City Council hereby respectfully requests the Federal Aviation Administration and the Rhode Island Airport Corporation to take action to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Warwick by, including but not limited to, installing a visual and noise berm and wall near Strawberry Field Road West, adjacent to the proposed relocation of the air cargo facility at Rhode Island TF Green International Airport."
So that is a motion. Do we have a second to that motion?
Mr. President, I would like to second that, please. Yes. Thank you, Councilman.
It's been seconded by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments, Councilman Howe? Or any other members? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. To the solicitor, I would just like to confirm that the proposed amendment by Councilman Sinapi makes it perfectly clear that this resolution is only a request to RIAC to take action to install a berm, et cetera, et cetera. That nothing in this request gives RIAC or anyone else that matter any authority to cause any harm or any issues with any environmental issues, et cetera, that was discussed this evening by members of the public. So in essence, all we're voting on is a request to RIAC to take action to install, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and nothing more.
The amendment is seeking to expand the possibilities of items that we are requesting FAA and RIAC do to protect health and safety and welfare of citizens, including but not limited to the previous item that was requested, which is the a noise and visual berm and wall. So it's broadening the request to not be limited to just one item, but for them to take additional action to protect our citizens.
But it does not give RIAC or anyone else the authority or right to deal with any or cause to be dealt with or disturb any environmental issues.
Correct. To answer your second part of that question, we are not granting any authority to RIAC or FAA. We are making a request of them to take action.
Okay, thank you.
Questions or comments on the amendment? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I should also just point out that this amendment does not change some of the parts of the resolution that are really very strong, where the resolution provides that, voicing that the proposed relocation is of great concern. So the resolution as amended would in no way endorse or encourage this relocation of the air cargo facility. And similarly, the resolution itself does not specifically reference the particular contract that or the plans associated with that contract that a member of the public referred to earlier this evening. So it is not as if this particular resolution is saying that is speaking to the precise location or length of this proposed berm and barrier. So I think that Councilman Snappy's amendment goes away towards addressing my concerns here, that we, the City Council, are asking for this relief without limitation, and we, the City Council, are not endorsing any particular plan or proposal by the Airport Corporation. We are simply seeking relief for whatever the Airport Corporation happens to get past, if anything, with approval from the FAA. And of course, there's nothing here that's waiving any of our rights to seek relief at any time, including comment or the like during that comment period that will be held later. So with that amendment, I think that I am comfortable to support that amendment as well as supporting the resolution as a whole, inclusive of that amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments or questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. The amendment has been passed. Councilman Howe, do you have a motion as amended?
Favorable action as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that Councilman Sinappi's amendment has definitely put some heavy weight on this, and I would concur with Councilman Ricks's comments as well. So having said that, in addition to receiving the opinion of legal counsel that this is specifically to the issue of doing a berm and take other action to protect the constituents, I will support this.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very quickly to my overworked and colleagues, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Councilman Sinappi for that amendment. I want to thank my colleagues who supported it, my colleagues who didn't support it, that listened to the amendment by our fellow colleague and felt comfortable with it to pass it. To the citizens that spoke up, I do thank you, and I appreciate that. And more importantly, I do thank the citizens of Strawberry Field Road for taking the time to discuss and come and give this a go and come up with something to try to compromise with what where we live and what we live next to. Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yeses amended.
Thank you. Next is PCR 28-23, resolution relative to omnibus withdrawal of docketed items. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Councilwoman Travis, can you move that for me, please?
Yep. I move favorable action on PCR 28-23.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe, and Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. Referral and advertising, PCO 6-23, abandonment, a portion of the Texas Avenue. We're now moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7? Passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business for our body, I move to a docket session.
All in favor of moving to docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
No, thank you.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Pass.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Oh, I did it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Don't get drunk.
Very appropriate to say.